Hi, everyone. Welcome to Cloud Cover. I'm Chris Reisner. Today, TI goes out. However, I'm joined by a teammate of mine, Hannah Krager.
Hi.
Hello, Hannah. And today, our special guest is Chetan Agarwal. Chetan, would you like to introduce yourself and tell people who you are?
Yes, definitely. So I am Chetan Agarwal. I'm the product manager in the Azure Compute team. And today, we are here to talk about ManageDisk, which is a new offering we just launched.
Yeah, I'm excited about this because we hear partners asking about what ManageDisk gives you all the time. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and jump right into it.
Yeah, so before I go into the specifics, in fact, we have a lot to cover. So just to start with a broader overview, and then we can go into the specifics, how you can use it, what are the different resources you have at your disposal to use. Just starting with the basics, ManageDisk is a new disk service. As you think about creating a VM in Azure, mm-hmm. Currently you have to create a storage account first.
Right.
And then when you create a VM, you actually, at that point in time, define which disks you want to create.
Right, and the storage account effectively hosts the disks, which are like your hard drives.
Exactly. So what we have done with ManageDisk is we have taken away the notion of a storage accounts away from the customers completely. Mm-hmm. So when you are dealing with the ManageDisk, you are dealing with the disk as a resource, as an ARM resource, mm-hmm. and that is the only thing you care about. And because it is an ARM resource, you can actually manage it independently of the VM. Mm-hmm. You can create it independently. And as you are managing and scaling up your VM for your application workloads, you can scale up just based on your VM units. No worry about the storage accounts.
This already seems way easier than worrying about storage accounts.
That has been the feedback so far.
Awesome.
So just going into the details. So because we have taken away the notion of storage accounts for managed disks, we have also taken away the limits that were constraining customers so far with the storage accounts.
Does that mean like the size of the image and the size of like what you would normally, you're limited to in a storage account?
Or how actually, many VMs?
Actually, yeah. So it's particularly more about scale-out scenarios. Okay. So when you think about storage accounts, currently there are two limits which comes into play. One is a hard limit that on each subscription, you can create up to 250 storage accounts only. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, if you need more disks or storage accounts, you actually have to work around this constraint. Mm. Now, right now, with managed disk, that completely goes away from you.
Fantastic.
In addition to that, there is also a recommendation which we have for the customers not to host more than 40 disks per storage account. So the customers have to do a lot of management around it, make sure they are not overloading the storage account so that they don't run into throttling issues.
Yes.
So managed disk takes care of that as well.
Fantastic.
So completely hands-off experience for the customers. All they care about is define the disk type mm-hmm. and the size, and that is it. Everything is taken care for them by the platform.
Sounds like magic.
It does. And the neat thing about this is everything here we are talking about is an ARM resource. Mm-hmm. So it's completely at your disposal how you want to manage it, or what is the life cycle of the disk you want to manage, and it's completely independent of the VM.
Does that mean you also be able to deploy that via ARM templates?
Yes. In fact, ManageDisk is available for use across all the different touch points which customers have. CLI, ARM templates, PowerShell, REST APIs are always there.
Great.
So again, that's where the key value prop comes into play. The convenience comes into play because it's pretty easy for you to use. Mm-hmm. Scale out comes into play. And more so, the security part also comes into play. So far, before ManageDisk, or so far when you were creating a storage account and the blob disk, you are actually always dealing with the URI, which is directly pointing to the actual blob, which is supporting the disk. Mm-hmm. Now with ManageDisk, you are dealing with the logical resource.
Oh, I see.
So if you think about any enterprise scenario, any security concerned customers, which I think always all of you are.
Everyone should be.
Should be, exactly. So there actually you have another level of security because as a user to your resources, they're only dealing with their logical resource. They don't have access to the physical blob, which is supporting the disk. Mm-hmm. So that actually provide extra protection. On top of this, because it is an ARM resource, we have full support for RBAC capabilities down to the disk level, as well as the ARM policies. So you can actually define who can use your resources and what exactly they can do with your disks.
Great.
So what they can do, that would be like a read and write permission?
Exactly. Okay. By default, we have three roles, owners, readers, and contributors. But in addition to that, we have full support for custom roles, because users can actually define what they want a specific role to do.
Great.
In addition to that, with ManageDisk, we have also taken all the best practices which we have learned over the years and also heard from the customers. So one of the key things that comes into play is in context of availability sets, which is a construct customers use right now for deploying and making their applications highly available.
Yep.
So their VMs are spread across different fault domains.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that is what we have done with managed disk, is we have extended that concept to provide even higher availability. So as you see on this specific slide, on the left-hand side is the configuration which customers had so far, where there was a chance that your disks may be co-located on the same stamp or fault domain.
Right.
Now with managed disk, we have made sure that the only configuration that is supported there is aligned across compute and storage. So when you hear fault domain in context of managed disk for availability sets, that is the fault domain which is enforced across both compute and storage.
So previously, you could have two different VMs and two different fault domains, so only one would get updated at a time, but that wasn't true of what was hosting the storage accounts.
Exactly.
And now it's true of both the VM layer and the storage layer.
Exactly, because in the previous context, if your storage account goes down, the whole set goes down.
Absolutely.
Right now, you are actually fault tolerant for individual storage account or stamp failures.
Fantastic.
Great.
So it does add on to the availability story. Just moving on, with managed disk, when you talk about managed disk in general, it's not just the disk resource itself. We are talking about a set of resources which comes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking about managed disks as a resource, snapshots as a resource, and images as a resource. So disk, we have already talked about quite a bit so far.
Yep.
Snapshots are a point-in-time copy of the disk.
Mm-hmm.
So effectively, you are backing up your disk to make sure that you can get back to that disk and recover it somewhere else when you need it. So it really acts as a very basic backup mechanism for the customers.
Right.
Images actually has been a leapfrog change with managed disk. So images in this context is referring to the custom images. So what customers do in many scenarios is they have their own custom images. They start with a basic image, they make changes which suits their requirements, and then they do a scale-out deployment from there.
Right.
So with managed disk, they can actually bring in their own images or create their images in Azure and preserve them as an image, as an image resource in their subscription.
Yeah.
So the scope is, it is only your subscription within the region. So you actually are defining, constraining the resource that only your users can use it, not anybody else. In addition to that, because this is an image resource, you don't have to copy your image into each storage account anymore, which has been a big pain point so far for the customers.
Definitely. So now, is this true? Will this work across subscriptions, or is it anything within that subscription can use that image?
So image by default is limited to the subscription scope.
Okay.
But if for the different scenarios, particularly think about a golden image scenario, when customer comes with an image, and they want to deploy VMs across different subscriptions from that image.
Mm-hmm.
So we have enabled a few workflows which will support that scenario. And in future, we will also support the direct VM creation from the image in difference in across subscriptions.
Okay.
So it will be it's already a much simpler experience, and we will keep on working on make it simpler.
Great, fantastic.
So just again, just a quick snapshot on this one. We already have launched disks, snapshots, and images. Which also, I mean, the arrows here represents that you can directly go from one state to another.
Mm-hmm.
So you can create a VM directly from an image, from a blob if you have it, and from a disk is always there, or a custom image.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when you think about managed disk is also available for creation from blob, PIR image, marketplace image, or even from existing disks.
Mm-hmm.
So a pretty direct path. Or shortest path you can think of,
mm-hmm.
which you want to use. What we haven't talked about so far is the restore points.
Yes.
So restore points and snapshots both actually acts as a proxy point-in-time backup of your disks and VMs. The key difference is for snapshots, it's a disk copy or disk backup. What the restore points will be VM backup. And in addition to that, restore points will also be app consistent. So if you are running a VM or an application with multiple VMs, you can actually take a backup of your VM while they are running, and those backups will be app consistent, so that you can always create more VMs from there when the need arises.
Great.
So again, making it far more flexible.
Definitely.
We have not launched restore points yet, but that is something in works, and we will be launching it very soon.
Great.
So again, this is just a high-level overview of what we have in works right now, what we are working on to make it far more seamless. So let's go a bit more hands-on
to see
you know, how we have it. So we talked about, you know, there are multiple touch points which customers can use managed disks. Mm-hmm. So just to start with, let's start with the portal experience.
Perfect.
So in the portal, now in your left-hand menu, you actually see some new tabs or options. So in addition to virtual machines, you have disks, snapshots, and images, mm-hmm. which have their own workflow, their own sections,
so because these are all top resources.
It is a first-class citizen, effectively. Yes. And again, you can add more if you want to. Just go to the browse, more services, and filter out exactly what else you need. Mm-hmm. So for now, I pinned the disk snapshots and images on the left-hand side. So just focusing on that, if you go into the disks, the workflow is pretty straightforward. You are starting with a list of disks, which you have so far. Mm-hmm. And within there, you have actually quite a bit of detail around, you know, which region they are in, what is the size of the disk, who are the owners. And the owner here represent which VM actually is using the disk right now.
Mm, okay.
So again, this is a pretty clear determination of, you know, which disk is in use, mm-hmm. and exactly where they are being used. Mm. In addition to that, you also have the option of adding more information. So you have a lot more columns which you can add on to get more specific details. Mm-hmm. So if I want a OS detail, I just update this, and I get the OS details in my column right here.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes far more seamless. Taking this further one step to the next stage, let's take one disk. Within that disk detail, now you actually have more control, you know, what all you can do. Mm-hmm. Now this disk, as we see here, again, the name is pretty random here,
right.
But it is in an attached state, which means it is attached to a VM, a running VM. And again, the disk type, whether it's premium or standard, and the size. So this disk is currently attached. You cannot modify the properties.
Right.
Because again, for making any metadata changes, you need to have a stable state.
Sure.
So let's pick up a disk which is not attached right now. So let's see this one. Right. So this is an unattached disk right mm-hmm. now. So what I can do actually is I can simply change the type.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the Azure recommendation is you should use premium storage whenever
sure.
you want, whenever you can, because it provides you much more consistent performance for your application. So again, you can easily toggle between standard and premium storage whenever you want based on your application requirements. And you can also change size of the disk. So say instead of 48, I need 127 or 126.
Mm-hmm.
Just save it. And this effectively updates your disk immediately to your changes.
Wow.
So when I go back down, I will see the changed state of the disk in my menu.
Mm. That's pretty quick considering how much data you might need to move over, right?
Exactly. So again, it just finished successfully. And if I go down to the disk details or in here, I will see this is representing 48. But if I refresh it, it will be 127
there
right
you
here.
Go.
Great.
Very nice.
Again, so this is just focusing on the disks. You have a similar workflow for the snapshots. Again, the metadata or the details will change based on the resource itself.
Mm-hmm.
So as you think about, you know, snapshots are always an unattached resource, which mm-hmm. means you can use them as a reference to create more disks,
right.
But you cannot attach it to a VM because
right.
these are reference resources.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you can always make sure that you can see all the properties. You can see the resource URI. Again, this resource URI is pointing to the logical resource, not
mm-hmm.
the physical resource.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on a little bit, more on the images right here. So images, as a notion, is a VM level object, which means it is capturing the state of the VM. Any physical attributes of the VM, along with the disks that are attached to the VM, are preserved as a copy for the image. So when you think about this image, and this is actually representing all of the disks attached to the VM at that point in time, as well as the metadata which was associated with the VM. And here you can see, you know, OS disk, data disk if you have added more. So here I have one data disk and the OS disk, along with this resource group, location, subscription, all the basic information.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because all of these are top-level resources or ARM resources, you have full access control through IAM. Okay, so I mean, these are the basic things which we start with. But let's go to the next level. You know, when you create the VM, what all you have to do?
Mm-hmm.
Or when you create an availability set, what all you have to do? And that experience actually is also far more seamless. So if you just go here, let's create a VM here. So going into the virtual machine, you are trying to add a VM. Mm-hmm. Again, very straightforward operation. And we are just following the workflow which we typically follow so far. So I'm creating a Windows VM, Windows 2012 R2, and just basic information, say SSDs by default. And again, my subscription, I can create a new resource group, let's say T2032. And Southeast Asia. Just moving on. Now I'm just selecting the, again, this is the current normal VM workflow.
Nothing different here.
Nothing different here. But as soon as I go to the next tab, which is settings, This is where the only change comes into play. Mm-hmm. That now you have an option to choose whether you want to use a managed disk or not. Mm-hmm. If you choose not to use managed disk, you have to provide the storage account information.
Same flow we're used to.
But as soon as you switch over to managed disk, yes, there's no need to specify the storage account. So the whole notion of a storage account in your workflow goes away completely. And again, you can just select this, verify it, and create the VM. Simple as that.
Now, are there tiers for your managed disks that you don't see here, or is it just you don't worry about it?
Yep, so managed disk actually supports both premium and storage. And in addition to that, it also supports the same tiers as we have for the current disk offering. Mm-hmm. So for premium storage, we have 128, 512, and 1 terabyte drives. Mm-hmm. For standard storage, however, there's a small change in the business model, which means now we are following the same model as we are following for the premium storage.
Okay.
And again, this is all driven by the customer feedback, what makes it more simpler.
But basically, on the first page where you chose between standard and premium storage, that choice just carried over to you to the managed disk.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So again, this is the VM workflow. If I just create OK, it will create the VM with the managed disk for me. Now, just extending that discussion over to the availability sets. Again, one of the key resources which customers use right now. Keep going. So let's say if I want to add an availability set, The only thing which I have to do is just define whether I want to use managed or not.
Easy enough.
Simple as that. And everything else is carried forward. The property stays with the availability set, And you can add more managed VMs to this. Mm-hmm. So again, this is the experience in the portal. But extending that experience further down to templates, what we have done is we have started changing all the existing quick start templates, which is one of the key resources customers use right now to start their workloads. So we have actually almost 1,000 quick start templates right now. Mm-hmm. And we actually have started converting them. So far, we have converted around 112 templates to managed disk.
Right. So are we taking the existing ones and moving them over to using managed disk because That's the much better.
In fact, that is the recommended behavior or workflow we are going forward.
Perfect.
I mean, in short, you can say managed disk is the future for disk.
Right. On Azure. It makes everything so much easier.
It does. Again, extending that further, we have also enabled support for ACS, which is Azure Container Services Engine.
Yeah. Yes.
So again, you can use managed disk whether you are using availability sets, VM scale sets, or container services. Mm-hmm. In fact, as you think about this support extending to VM scale sets, we have also enabled the capability to create a VM scale set with 1,000 VMs in it. So far, the limit was 100 VMs.
Yes.
So it's almost a 10 times increase from what you have right now with managed disk.
Very nice. And we'll make sure all the links that we're sharing here are down below in the show notes as well.
Exactly. Taking this further down, you have full API documentation online. You have additional documentation for, just starting with the overview and going into the different workflows. Mm-hmm. One of the key things that comes down to is what happens if I already have a deployment, ARM deployment?
Yep,
how can I move to managed disk? Mm-hmm. So for that, managed disk actually launched with the inbuilt migration capability.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you have a running ARM VM, or if you have an existing ARM VM, you can simply move that to managed disk with a single reboot.
Fantastic.
So you stop, deallocate the VM, just run a simple command to change all of your disks to managed disks and start it up.
Now, when you do that, does it change the existing storage accounts you're pointing to, or does it basically move stuff to this new managed disk and then you can get rid of those storage accounts when you want to?
That is a secret.
Okay.
No, actually, your existing resources or disks and storage accounts still persist. What we are doing is on the background, we are copying all of your data from existing resources to this new resource, which is managed disk.
Okay.
But this is all taken care of by the platform in the background. Your VM is available up and running almost immediately as soon as you start the VM.
Great. Awesome.
So again, the migration capability makes it pretty seamless for the customers to move to managed disk either as part of their planned activities, or even if they're using availability sets, they can actually start moving one VM at a time.
Absolutely.
To managed disk.
Very cool.
So again, all of this support is already there. But taking that further, I mean, we have support for all for both the CLI, Xsplit CLI, and the new Python CLI, which is the CLI 2.0.
Yes.
Which makes it even much more easier to use managed disk.
Yes. Definitely.
You have full PowerShell support for managed disk, and again, we have also updated all of our Swagger specs, which are published right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a customer who is only working at the REST API level, you have the Swagger spec available to you. You can use it and build it as part of your resources.
Okay. So from a developer perspective, really there's no change here. From a more of a DevOps perspective, it's basically just taking whatever template you're using right now or whatever commands you're using right now and just changing those to use managed disk, and then you're done.
Exactly. In fact, we can go there as well. So if you think about the template changes, the change is pretty seamless.
Mm.
In fact, let me just start with a very basic template here. So we have a simple VM, Windows VM, which we are creating with managed disk.
Mm-hmm.
So typically what you do is you create a storage account, then you define the VM. Within the VM profile, you define OS disk, data disk, and everything.
Yep.
With managed disk, we have also enabled the capability to create disk implicitly, which means if you're deploying a VM from an image, we will create a disk for you based on the information that is preserved in the image. You don't even have to define anything about the disk in your template. So it makes it really simple.
This is one of those beautiful scenarios where instead of having to add stuff, you're just taking stuff out and making it even better and easier.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
So again, this is a very simple template right here. And if you just look at this information, you actually have this VM creating, and so in this case, we are explicitly defining which disks I want to use.
Mm-hmm.
But even in there, in my OS profile, I have not defined any disk.
Mm-hmm.
So the OS disk is getting created implicitly,
while
your data disk actually is something which you're defining yourself.
Yep.
And you can always override the properties whenever you want. So if you don't want to use the properties that is preserved in the image, you can override them in the template.
Perfect.
So again, making it the intent of launching managed disk is literally listening to the customer feedback over the years and providing the experience which they are asking for so far.
Yeah, well, like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, I hear partners asking for this so often and so frequently. This is great.
No, totally, yeah. And again, I mean, in addition to that, we have quite a few resources which we have been working on to make sure that we have captured every single scenario, at least all of the common scenarios which customers use for. And again, taking that further down, if you start with the CLI 2.0, which is the new CLI which we are working with.
Mm-hmm.
This is the experience you get is far more seamless. So in the CLI, if you want to create something, all you have to do is just create a resource group right here. And I just scrolled up, I guess, down. So you can create a resource group.
Mm-hmm.
You can create a VM after that. Again, I'm not running these commands right here. It takes time.
Sure.
But just showing the commands from my cache. So create a resource group, create a VM. Again, this is a one sentence command which will take at least 10 or 12 lines anywhere else with the CLI 2.0. And also, taking that further down, if I want to create a VM scale set, actually I can do that as well with a simple command. So there should be one right here. So if you want to create a VM scale set with 1,000 VMs, this is all you have to execute.
And you're not specifying anything to do with the disks. It's just transparent.
This is all it is.
Fantastic.
Again, you can always specify, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we have been trying to do, is making it far more seamless for the customers to use. And again, the full support is enabled in the PowerShell as well. So again, just doing the star on the commands which we have available. So you have separate commands available for disks, snapshots, and images in PowerShell, which you can use independently and also with your VM if you want to attach it there as well. So again, this is by far probably I would say one of the biggest simplification we have done with the Disk experience.
I definitely agree.
Any questions?
Yeah, where can people go if they have questions, they have more information, that sort of thing?
So the full CSS support is already enabled.
Okay.
So if you have a specific question, you know, something which you are running into, you can always clear a ticket for CSS, and definitely we will jump on this to address it as soon as possible. In addition to that, we are also working very closely with the customers, especially you know customers who are running into specific issues. The whole dev team, in fact, the whole product team, is right waiting there, making sure that we are addressing the customer questions and any issues as soon as possible. So in terms of support, you have the best support which you can expect in addition to the CSS support which you get with Azure.
Great.
In addition to that, again, you have the queries blog, which you published as part of the GA launch.
Yep. We'll have a link down below as well.
Exactly. So again, this has a link to all the resources which are published, which includes also the support for all the management libraries,
great.
Java, .NET. And in addition to that, we also have support for Python, C#, all the other libraries which we think about. So all of this goes down here. We also have a session with Tuesdays with Corey on this. So again, if you are looking for more specific information or just an introduction, jump in there as well.
Great. And now, do you have a Twitter handle in case people want to reach out to you with questions?
Yeah, actually, I do.
If you just do one of these, we'll just insert it right in the video. But you have to wave your hands.
No, totally. I do have it. I'll share that with you after this.
All right, perfect. We'll put it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tatum, thanks so much for coming on the show and showing us Manage Disk. I have to agree with you. The simplicity that you're showing here from going from what you had to do with storage before to this is really nice. And I know partners are going to be really excited to start working with it.
Yeah. No, definitely. This is something which we have been very excited about. And the feedback so far has been incredible from the customers.
Great. It's good to hear. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show. Thanks, everybody out there, for watching. Make sure to follow us at Cloud Cover Show, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, guys.